prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is for August 2026. And y'all hang on to your seats tonight. We're going to bring a guest up in a minute. We're going to share some information with you. It's going to be very not politically correct, I guess you could say. We're going to tell you the truth on some issues that today scares some people because they're afraid of offending somebody that they won't talk about it. Now, you hang in there. I'll get back with you in a minute. Before I do that, though, don't forget I mentioned last night that the office will be open Thursday, but I will not be here at least Thursday morning. I'll be late getting here if I do get here at all on Thursday. I have to go about 2 hours north to visit the surgeon. I did the surgery on my foot here a couple weeks ago. I get stitches out, so I'll be going most of the day. I don't look forward to that, but it's got to be done. So please feel free to call the office, though, to order what you want. If you want to give a donation, we'd appreciate it, because Crystal will be here, and Crystal can handle this place without me. You can call 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, just call 304-846-4448. Now, the phone is answered 9 to 4. 5 days a week, except for holidays. Of course, we get it on Thursdays in the office. But Faith answers every other day or returns phone calls if she misses you. So feel free to call. If you need to talk to me anytime during the week, she will find me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Because that was loud, wherever that was. I think I hear JJ crunching paper or something back there. But anyway, feel free to call, though, folks, anytime. And if you need to talk to an old hillbilly preacher, you tell Faith to find me. Don't care. Still making the offers. We've offered this for a while. And unless you understand history, you cannot understand the present nor the future. And to understand what Roosevelt did by having the War Powers signed into law, the War Powers Act, that made American citizens enemies of the state, you'll never understand how we got in the mess we're in. We have that material here. Also, how he deceived us into World War II with Pearl Harbor. Both those articles available, folks, about 60 pages long for $29.95. Yes, we have to make some money off of pay the bills, but we're not making about $4 or $5 a packet because shipping is out of sight anymore. But we want you to have it because you have to understand the past to know what's happening today and what's planned in the future. So they're available by calling the numbers I gave you. Call and order them, and Chris will get them out to you Thursday, okay? Now, our guest tonight is the same. By the way, tomorrow night we're going to have Catherine Albrecht on, a lady that exposed the beach system way back in the 90s. We're going to discuss how AI is becoming so predominant, so powerful, and actually taking over a lot of parts of this society that most people are not going to accept when it happens, but we're all part of it, whether you like it or not, folks. You're part of it already. Yeah, you are. You go in public, you go on camera, you're part of AI. That's all part of it, and it's much worse than that. So don't miss tomorrow night. Now, our guest tonight is J.J. Carroll. He was a 20-some-year veteran of Border Patrol in California. He's seen a lot, done a lot, and he's doing his best to warn people about what's happened to our country. And I know personally, we're going to discuss some things tonight that even make me feel uncomfortable. But the truth will do that to you sometime, my friends. So we're going to share a lot of things with you tonight, and we're going to take phone calls next half hour, as always. J.J. Carroll, are you there?
I am here. Butch, I'm glad to be back. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's good to have you with us. And I mean that. I really do. And before we get started in the broadcast, though, for the new listeners, we picked up a whole new station in Florida about a month ago. Tell the people who J.J. Carroll is, what he done in the past, and what he's doing now.
Well, I was 24 years in the United States Border Patrol. I worked the entire Arizona and California corridor. That's just the border of Arizona and California. My last duty station was interior of California, and I was a deputy patrol agent in charge in San Diego sector. And my last year was Joe Biden's first year. So I witnessed the treason that he thrusted upon America, and it is treason. And I decided I had enough time, and I knew I could not conform and follow in constitutional orders, so I retired. I retired, I went out, and I wrote two best-selling books. I did two documentaries. One was critically acclaimed about the child sex trafficking that occurred under Joe Biden's watch. I testified in front of Congress, and for the last probably 8 months, I went back and I answered the call of Donald Trump to go back as a retired Border Patrol agent and work for ICE. So I was able to see about ICE in the interior and what is transpiring under Donald Trump during his time. There are no mass deportations. Our country is drowning in illegal aliens, and we're watching our culture, our society, and our nation crumble before our eyes.
Well, that leads to some very interesting questions, J.J. How did the people that you work with manage to maintain their dignity working under Biden?
I think there was a sense of, I'm going to do whatever I have to do and just get through this until I can retire. Now, the higher-ups in the Border Patrol are traitors. Same thing with ICE. And then you ask, well, why aren't there mass deportations? And there's multitude of reasons why there's no mass deportations. But we can start with the same people that are running the Border Patrol and running ICE are the same people that listened and followed unconstitutional orders under Joe Biden and Mayorkas and allowed the border to be open and allowed 30 million people to pour into our country.
Now, folks, let that sink in. 30 million under Biden alone. 30 million. When they changed the immigration law back in the 60s, they opened a floodgate of allowing people in this country who do not come in to become part of the nation and become Americans. They come in to bring their own cultures, their own lifestyles, and to water down and destroy our culture. And folks, it's happening. I'm going to say it right now and get in trouble. You just have to get over it. The Caucasian, which are the white race, European race, settled America, brought the Christian values into it. And the only way they can destroy this country is by taking that culture, infiltrating us with people who will not assimilate into this country, and taking away the culture of the Christian Caucasian race that sailed this country and undermining what we've done and what's been done in the past. Now, it is what it is. If you're mad, turn the radio off and go suck your thumb or something. That's all right with me. But I'm telling you the truth. This is where we are. But now, you said also there were no mass deportations, as we were promised was going to happen. But that doesn't surprise me because, as you said, the leadership in all the federal agencies basically have been bought off, bribed off or something, because they are now the enemy that's causing the destruction of our country. And is that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. We have not cleaned house of the administrative state, deep state, whatever you want to call it, it's still running our government. And I believe from looking at Donald Trump as a guy that's been in law enforcement as an investigator, I'm telling you that the only explanation for what Donald Trump is doing is that he's compromised. That's the only explanation.
At least.
And but what we're witnessing the destruction of the white American, the removal of our culture, our societal norms, our Christian values, our beliefs. And if you don't believe that, let me just give you some data, because I'm a data guy. I believe you can sit here and tell me about your feelings all day, but I don't care. I just care about what the truth is. And the truth is, since 1970s, we are 90% white nation. We were 75% white nation all the way up in 2010. And 2010 to present day, we are now below 55%. And I make this prediction, and I make it knowingly that I'm going to be found true. When they calculate the 2030 census, they are going to make the profound statement that a white Americans are the minority in their own country.
I'm convinced that's true. I'm convinced of that. And people say, well, that's racist. No, it's not racist. It's a fact. I don't mean to pick on Muslims, but the Muslims didn't come here, folks, to assimilate. They come here to take over a culture, and they're doing it already in Minnesota, Michigan, even in Texas. They're doing that. So let's not play games and tell like this isn't happening. I don't have time to play games, folks. I'm too old. I'm 78 years old, living in this country a lot of years. I watched it crumble. I watched it disintegrate. And Donald Trump is a liar, a fraud, egotistical maniac, a narcissist. Anything you want to say about it, get mad, turn the radio off. I really don't care. He's got us involved in another war that we are not going to win. We've already lost it because of a little nation that called itself Israel that suckered him into it. Probably bribed him into it. Who knows? With Epstein files, who's going to know what's in there? It's not going to come out, at least not in my lifetime, probably. So all of these things are part of the plan. And the leaders that are doing this, the so-called political leaders and people in power are not the ones that really suffer. It's you and I, our children and grandchildren, that are paying the price for this. But you know, JJ, the saddest thing is that I still think that a lot of people, maybe the majority of them, that supported Trump still think he's going to save his country, because they were so hopeful and grabbing a straw, sliding over a cliff, hoping one of those branches would hold him. Even though their branches are breaking, that's all they got. They're trying to hang on. That's a sad scenario, knowing that Christ is the answer, but people that go to church even don't want to think about that. They're so afraid that they're going to trust that man right into oblivion. And they are, aren't they?
They are. I think MAGA doesn't exist. Who's in MAGA now? It was the late Lindsey Graham, Lady Lindsey Graham. It's what's his name? Shapiro and Mark Levin. So that's not me. They don't represent me. That's not MAGA. MAGA's, in my mind, MAGA's dead. It's a cult. And it's followed by a lot of old people. The young people have abandoned it completely. The middle-aged people like myself have gone away. I'm not aligning myself with Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin. I'm not going to do it. Lindsey Graham, I'm not going to do it. And then you see that MAGA is dead for this reason. Besides just looking at who's around Donald Trump, look at who he attacks. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massie. And look who he doesn't attack. He doesn't attack John Thune. John Thune, Senator Thune, has sabotaged everything MAGA. So it's almost as if Donald Trump has hoodwinked us to believing that he is all America first, and then he's going to blame everyone else. He reminds me, Butch, of a supervisor I had in the Border Patrol that sat there one day and was telling me about all the things that needed to be corrected, and that he sure wished somebody would go ahead and do it. And I remember looking at him and saying, sir, with all due respect, that somebody's you. That's your job. Not my job. That's your job. And you, why won't you do it? Same thing with Trump. That's your job, Trump. Why are you not exerting executive privilege and executive authority? Why are you allowing the courts to dictate what you've done? You have historical precedent from the great Andrew Jackson that told the Supreme Court to go pound sand, and he did what he wanted to do. Because Donald Trump doesn't want to do it. That's the truth. He doesn't want to have mass deportations. Donald Trump wants to be liked.
Uh-huh.
And well, that's
what a narcissist does.
Yeah, but he wants people that hate him to like him.
Yes, exactly.
It's exactly. Maddening. It's maddening, Pastor. It's absolutely maddening.
What this is a little bit off topic, but I ask you this because I was military, but I grew up in my whole life around guns. I mean, guns of all kinds: BB guns, shotguns, high-powered rifles, anything. Think I grew up on guns, and I learned about weapons, and of course, and even as in the Air Force, they did M16 training and all that. So I'm not novice by guns, but I'm making a point here. We know that Charlie Kirk was shot with 30-06.
That's funny.
It's absolutely absurd.
Absurd.
Anyone who would believe that is either totally ignorant of what a 30-06 would do to a man in the neck or anywhere in the body. They're totally naive about it, or they want to believe the truth so they believe a lie. But who, in your mind, my mind says probably because he's starting to turn against this nation we call Israel, they had him taken out. What's your opinion on that?
My opinion is nothing makes sense. Nothing. From his audio guy, sound and audio guy that's never there, and he's there that day. The moment your friend gets shot in the neck, air quotes, what is your first reaction? To run over to him and try to stop the bleeding and find out what happened? No, your first reaction is to jump on a chair and pull the SIM card out of the camera. The 2 to 3 days later, the crime scene is still active. And what do? They pave over the crime scene on Sabbath day in Mormon town. So for you to make me believe that this is all tidied up and let's move along, you're a fool. It's like September 11th. You want me to believe that Muslims that were goat herders that flew planes into the World Trade Center and the World Trade Center's imploded, and then because there was a stiff breeze in downtown New York City, Building 7 fell over on itself. So the what I find, Pastor, more fascinating than maybe anything is the ability of the human brain to discount facts, truth, and in-your-face logic just to feel safe and secure in their own fantasy.
Uh-huh. That's called fear. They're motivated by fear. They're pushed by fear. They want to believe it because it makes them feel better. They might even know the truth, but they don't want to face it. And again, that's why they elected Trump. Trump did make some big promises. I mean, he was going to do this, he was going to do that. And even his first time he ran, I tried to tell people, this is a fake. Don't support him or Hillary, he won. But obviously he got in. And you can see the outcome. And now, of course, January, 2020, we saw what come out of that. And what's come out of that, and since he's reelected, going back in clean house, he has done nothing but lead us into more wars, more chaos, and more destruction. So the Charlie Kirk incident, I think maybe Charlie Kirk was getting his eyes open a few things, and they couldn't let that happen. And I'm going to say this too, and probably get in trouble. I think his bride was in on it also. That's my opinion. So go
you
ahead.
You think who is in there?
His bride.
Well, yeah. At the very least, she's very strange.
Yeah,
right?
To say the least. To say the least, yes.
I mean, if I die, I know I'm going to die, but let's say I die in some kind of horrific fashion. I don't want my wife or son to be sitting there talking about me with sparklers going off and dancing on the stage and what the hell's going on here, right?
Yeah.
And I talked to someone today about Charlie Kirk who I honestly have great respect. He was obviously once in a generational thinker, presenter. However, with that being said, the idea, Butch, because you've been doing this a very long time, and I've been in this podcast business writing books for about 3 years now. There's no way that Charlie Kirk was grassroots. Charlie Kirk was funded by rich Jewish billionaires. And they called in their chips, and Charlie Kirk would not put his chips in the middle of the table and gave it back to him. He held them, and there's a price to pay for that. You're going to tell me I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe things just happen. I don't believe we live in some kind of fairyland. There's I call them dots, and they're connected. So if I look at a man that I actually turned off, my son and I, teenage son, turned off Charlie Kirk. We didn't want to listen to him probably the last 6 months of his life because he was parroting Israel's talking points and the GOP. And my son and I turned him off. We turned him back on when he started to go, no, Israel's wrong. We're like, oh, holy cow, what's happened to Charlie Kirk? And then he asked the very, very bad question to ask. What happened on October 7th? Was there a stand down? And then he gets whacked. Is that coincidence? Is that just how it is? Well, of course, he got hit by a 38-30-06 by some gay lover that never shot a gun before, really, and climbs up on top of the roof in military style and shoots him directly. That it's impossible. Scenarios are impossible. And then he texts his furry gay lover. Transgender, furry, gay lover.
Sodomite dog. Yeah.
And exactly. and he talks like he's perfect English after he just shot somebody. His text messages are perfect. I mean, this is absurd. But you know what? All seriousness, I believe that Kash Patel will get to the bottom of it. He's such a good FBI guy. There's no way that he's going to allow this to go without getting anything done.
Do you believe that seriously?
No, I don't.
Okay, no, I don't. I'm glad you said that.
Look, he's an abomination. Look, you know who else is abomination? A joke. He's embarrassing as Dan Bongino. I mean, you can go on and on. These people, something happened to these people up there. They have skeletons in their closet. The CIA, the intel agencies got to them. That's the only explanation for what's happened right now in our country.
Well, if they didn't have skeletons in the closets so they could be controlled, they wouldn't be in there. Or if they got in, they'd be like Charlie Kirk. They wouldn't last long. They'd be taken out pretty quickly because they decided to tell the truth, and that's not going to happen in this country for very long. But back to the topic to start with, we have been infiltrated to the point now that America is no longer really American. I know people want to hear that, and I really can't help it. It's not my fault. America is no longer American. At best, we are a polluted society. We're a multicultural society. And, JJ, multicultural societies cannot last. They destroy themselves from the inside out. They cannot last. They never have lasted. Even the scripture warned Israel, ancient Israel, don't do this. Don't let them come in and bring their gods in. But we did ourselves, because we're smarter than God, obviously. But we let that happen, and now we're going to pay. And the saddest part is our children are going to pay because of this. And not just us, but our children and grandchildren are going to pay a price much greater than what we paid, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, no, I agree with you. Look what we've done. We were founded by white Christian settlers. Our nation became great because of white Christian believers, not because of slavery, not because of immigrants and all that other crap. We were created and being great because of the mindset, the belief in God that the white Christian settlers have. Look what we've done. We have now imported millions of pagan Indians into our country, pagans that worship elephants, polluted water. Now we brought in Muslims that hate our religion. They hate who we are. We're going to be subjected to them. We are run by the Jewish oligarch, and we are tied to a nation that despises our Savior. Our greatest ally that we pay billions of dollars to hates us, hates our Savior. We're goyim, and yet we have been hoodwinked, especially the evangelical Christians have bought this hook, line, and sinker that somehow they're the God's chosen people, and they misquote scripture, they abuse scripture, and now here we are. We are in a decadent moral free fall in the United States of America.
I agree. I totally agree. I'll make two points here. First off, I defy anybody, show me the Bible, and they quote Genesis 6. where it says, those who bless Israel will be blessed. That is not in the Bible, my people. Look it up for yourself. Read it yourself. Read slowly who God was talking about. It was not Israel. Israel did not exist. There were no Jews when Abraham was here. Read it for yourself. But anyway, one thing I'm going to try to get people to look at, JJ, if you had two enemies, and they were your enemies, you hated them, and you want them destroyed, and you get them fight amongst themselves, you could do that. You could use them, use one as a pawn and have them attack another one and get fight among themselves. Wouldn't that be to your advantage to have your enemies fight each other?
Yeah, and that's what we're doing.
That's what Israel's done with the Muslims and Christians. They got us fighting among ourselves. They instigated wars all over the Middle East and still are. And no, Muslims are not going to assimilate into America. But Iran never laid a finger on us. Neither did Iraq, as far as that goes. Neither did Bin Laden. None of them. But we were conned under Bush number two, into believing that they had weapons of mass destruction. They're going to attack us any time now. We believed the 9/11 scenario, just like we believed the October 7th scenario. We've been lied to, but because we're uneducated and willing to believe a lie for our own comfort, we've been sold down the road by our own ignorance, apathy, and stupidity. Now, is that a fair statement to say that?
Yes. We've been propagandized my whole adult life. This has just been lies. Well, what's the truth anymore? Why are we bombing the Middle East for three decades? Can somebody explain that to me? And then what I find is everyone is upset that the Muslim countries hate us. Well, why shouldn't they hate us? But ultimately, you know that this is all a lie, Butch.
Oh, yes.
For this reason. What were we told before we invaded Iraq? We have to go over there so we don't have to fight them here. So where's the lie? We go bomb them there and go fight and lose our time, talent, our treasure, our boys over there. And then what do? We bring them all here in refugee status, and then they try to convince us that they're good people. It's maddening that two things are maddening, that our government is so corrupt, and two, the American people are so utterly stupid.
It's hard to people swallow that. But as a whole, the American people are stupid and gullible and run by fear. And if you're run by fear, Satan controls your life. I don't care who you are. And if you put your hope in a man or any group of men to turn something around, if God's not in it, folks, the house will not stand. If Christ is not the builder of your home and society, it will not stand. Back at the break with your phone calls, 717-300-1698. We've probably done scared some of them off already, but folks, you out there want to talk to us, we are here. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi folks, Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E. N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back here talking to J.J. Carroll. And the phone line's open. Our callers are calling in. We'll get to you in a few minutes, I promise. Just give us a call at 717-300-1698. I know what we're saying tonight may make some people angry, may make some people feel uneasy, may make you feel like we're not being politically correct and kind. Folks, kindness, we're not being nice. Nice, by the way, the word nice in its original meaning means stupid. Look it up. We're being kind. People who love you are kind. They will tell you the truth. Whether it upsets you or not, they will tell you the truth so you can see what's happening. And if you want the truth and you're willing to change, the truth will set you free. So if it bothers what we're saying, look it up for yourself. Don't take our word for it. You can call and ask questions of what we're here for. We don't mind answering questions. We're going to tell you the truth as best we can. You can believe that. So get to your phone call just in a second, I promise. Again, 717-300-1698. JJ, before we go any further, tell the folks how I can find out more about you.
The best way to go is just go right to my website, jjcarroll.com. It has all my social links to everything there at jjcarroll.com.
You might want to spell that name, your last name, for him.
It's going to be jjcarroll.com.
There you go, folks. And you do your podcast what times and what days?
I do it Monday through Friday, and I post it about 2 o'clock in the afternoon every day.
So you just have to go to your site and watch it, right?
They can do that, or they can go to Rumble at John James Carroll 14 or just JJ Carroll on YouTube.
Okay. Now, you've been writing books and doing podcasts, you say, about 3 years now?
Yep, about 3 years.
Okay. Well, you're about 31 years behind me, but hang in there. You'll get there. But anyway, you've been doing this long enough now to see what's happening.
Yes.
And I'm saying this very humbly. I don't mean to brag on myself, but you can imagine what I've tried to uncover since 1993 and what I've seen happen since then. And sometimes it becomes very frustrating, JJ, with all sincerity, God knows my heart. I've tried to quit a couple times, maybe three times. Every time I do, he opens up more doors, puts me in more stations, and I guess he's saying, not yet. But I get frustrated. I sometimes get angry. Because not at the people that are doing it, not at Biden or Trump or Bush, any of them. I get angry with people who call themselves Christians who turn their backs on the truth and walk back into the church and wait for the rapture. I mean, I see that all the time. They love playing church. They love having the form and the fashion, but they deny the power thereof, the authority thereof. They just go to church, I think, to placate their feelings and compromise with sins and keep hoping that somebody's going to save them besides God, I mean. But, of course, like I said, they're waiting for the rapture. And that makes me angry. Not because I'm such a holier-than-thou type person or smarter than other people, but I'm not afraid to look the truth, although it makes me feel uncomfortable. Sometimes the truth will rattle you down to your toes, but it will also strengthen you to do what's right, won't it?
It will, and the idea that we're supposed to just get on our knees and pray is one of those propagandas that we've been told. God wants you to pray, but he's demanding action, right? He's demanding that there is somebody out there that's going to fight for him, and it doesn't seem that way. It seems as if people, that the Christians have allowed it to be okay for people to mock and slander our Savior, to abuse children across our nation, And the pornography and the destruction of the family, the LGBTQ, it's an abomination, affront to God. And we're all sitting here as Christians just making sure that we don't lose our Facebook account.
Yeah. Oh, that's very well said. You said it very truthfully. And so we're going to, I promise, folks, get your phone call in just about a couple, 3 minutes, and bear with us. Jay-Z, what you're seeing happening now, what you've seen happen in your lifetime, especially since you get your eyes open to how we've been maneuvered and tricked. I know it just didn't start under Biden. You saw it happening before Biden got in, I'm sure. It may have slowed down as far as immigration under Trump, but he certainly did not get rid of it. He did not clear the nation out like he promised. We haven't seen any great results of anything he's done other than start more wars. What do you see happening next?
What I see happening is the demographic time bomb exploded in America. We have 50 million illegal aliens, another 50 to 55 million legal immigrants in our country and their children. So we have about 120, 125 million foreigners in our country. One in 3.5 residents in America is a foreign national. I'm watching the demographics of a world that we've allowed to come into our nation that have subpar IQs that are lower than 70, which is the demarcation for retardation. We have tens of millions of those people in our country. They are having babies. They're reproducing up to five times that of our natural women. And we are a dying nation, and we are being replaced, systematically replaced. And that is what the globalist elites want. It's happening all across Western white Christian nations, to include Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. Europe's dead. Europe's dead. They're going to have to fight their way out of it, and I don't think they have.
They don't have it anymore. As a matter of fact, Americans don't either, really. But anyway, go ahead.
No, and I don't believe. I think America's on the precipice. It's going to be really. I'm real curious to see, is there enough men to do what needs to be done.
I don't see many of them. I'll tell you the truth, I don't.
It's hard, right? But the only good thing is that in order for a revolution to be successful, you don't need 50% of your population. You just need a handful of good, strong patriots that say, we're taking this country back. And I believe, and a lot of people don't like to hear this, but a lot of highly intelligent people have come to the realization that the only way to change what we're living in, the corruption, the treason that we're living in, is the system has to be brought to its knees and rebuilt. As Thomas Jefferson said, you have a moral duty to unshackle yourself from a tyrannical government. And if you don't think our government is tyrannical, then you are an absolute fool.
Oh, absolutely. This is going to be hard. It's hard to admit. In order to do this, we'll have to give up some of our stuff, have to give up some of our easy living. The people that's going to lead this, as our founders did, knew that if they lost, they were dead, and their families were destroyed. They knew that, but they were willing to give that up. Well, I wish I could say I thought you were right, but I don't think enough men in this country left to lead this. I really don't. But not only that, but we're so infiltrated. If we do try a movement, within 2 weeks we'd be infiltrated and taken down from the inside out, because the other side has gotten so ingrained in us, in society, that they've done it before, they'd just do it again. I wish I could say it's different. I wish I could say it differently, but 2 Kings 24:4 tells me that America crossed the line quite a while back. But anyway, be that as it may, I'm still on the radio. I'm still telling people the truth, praying somebody will listen, if for another reason, but for their own soul and for the sake of their families. That's why I keep doing this, and for the glory of God, of course. But good point. Anything else you want to say, JJ, before we go to phone lines?
I think that the coming revolution, I don't believe it's a civil war. I wholeheartedly believe a revolution is coming, and I believe that it will be Christ-centered. I really do. That's the only way that this is going to rectify itself, is a revolution, a call back to Jesus Christ, because we are completely, completely off-center, outside of God's natural order. And this is the repercussions of being morally bankrupt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's true. I agree with 100%. I don't see it come back around to that. I really don't. I would like to say I did. And I'd like to say after 34 years of being on radio, I've seen a swing in that direction. But as of yet, I haven't. I've seen people like now, churches are back Trump. And when Trump himself said, I'm not a Christian. Well, he's a womanizer. He's definitely a womanizer. He's everything opposite of what a Christian ought to be, but the church has believed him. And that's why I think that quite probably it's just not going to happen. But you've read the prophecies of Dmitry Duman, have you not?
Dmitry Duman, tell me about that.
Well, if you haven't, you send me an address, I'll send a copy of him. He said America, and he came to this country back in the 80s. He came from Romania. He didn't speak English. He didn't want to come. But the Lord called him over here, and he was put through a lot of hell, I guess you could say, to get over here and do what he had to do. He tried to warn America that if they didn't repent, their time is growing short to repent. So if you don't repent, you're going to go to the Civil War. It's going to start somewhere in the Midwest. You can go to a civil war, but not a civil war like before, North and South and, freedom versus tyranny. Not that. Civil war, more or less from factions are fighting among themselves. You're going to go to civil war. And I think I see it happening. His prophecies so far have been right on the money. Now, I'm not someone who takes prophecies as everyone being absolutely true. I take it with a grain of salt and watch. Dmitry Duman prophesied these things happening 40, 50 years ago. And tried to warn America. And I will send a copy of his prophecies. If you'll send me your address, I'll make a copy. But it's not very long, not very much reading. But I've had his grandson on here who traveled with him, who shared some of his grandpa's stories. And it's phenomenal what that man went through. I mean, he was beaten so bad in Romania for smuggling Bibles and witnessing for Christ that every bone in his body is pretty much broken. They healed crooked. Nothing in his body was straight. His ribs are all broken up. His arms and things were all being out of shape. He paid a price for serving Christ. But nonetheless, he prophesied that America was going to go to civil war, and I agree with that. But I don't think it's going to be godly versus ungodly very much. It's going to be a faction against faction. But nonetheless, let's go to phone lines. Let's talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
JJ, it's nice to hear you and meet you for the first time.
Thank you. You too.
Gentlemen, we are not being invaded. The people coming over the border are being paid and imported.
That's true.
This is we're paying for it. Our dollars are funding it. Michael Yawn was down in the Darien Gap during the Biden administration, and he saw Mayorkas come down there and inspect the processing facilities. They flew him in on a Black Hawk. And, we are doing this to our government is doing this to us, and we're just sitting back and watching Fox or CNN or whatever. But you guys talked about Charlie Kirk. Pastor, in the Matrix, you had the two pills that you could take. One would make you see the truth. The other would make you go back into the delusion.
Right,
there's also a black pill that you can take that just makes you doubt everything. I think I'm on that pill. I've been studying Nemos, and he's got his own page on Rumble, and I saw a video of him documenting Charlie Kirk's "quote unquote" assassination, and he's got pictures, and it looks like to me that there's a patch on his neck on the left side and a tube that runs out of his chest from the right side. And I believe I don't know if I believe this or not, but it seems more feasible to me that it was a fake. Nobody ever shot anybody. Charlie Kirk may be dead, but he wasn't killed at that event. That's what it looks like to me. And that video is very, very convincing. I mean, you know, of course there's AI. You can put anything you want in a picture, but I don't think Nemos would do it.
I don't think he'd do it intentionally. No, I don't. Dustin's like a pretty straight shooter. I don't know if we'll ever get the bottom of this or not. I have no idea. But I know he wasn't shot with a 30-06 rifle. I mean, that was just obvious. Totally obvious. But anyway, whatever it was, whether they took him out or just shut him up, that side won a victory on that. And the people in America watched it for a while. Most of them back to sleep. You know, oh, hum, that's old news now. What's happening next? So, and that's how it works also in the JJ. They keep us so busy watching the news and new events, we can't keep up with the old events any longer.
Yeah, we're never going to find out about Charlie Kirk. Never.
I say you're right.
And this is the greatest accomplishment of the evil in our country, is that no one believes anything anymore. It could be, right? It could. Let's just say that somebody shot him with I don't know, whatever caliber rifle, and it came out his neck, and everything was clean. Like, that's the shooter. He confessed. I have all the video footage. The ballistics match. Everything's the same. Even if it was that clean, nobody would believe it, because we used to be a high trust society. Now, no one trusts anything in anyone or any institution.
That's been ingrained in us. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Well,
Tom.
I do know this. If Trump's ear had been wounded, he would be selling figurines or images of it.
Good point.
I'll let y'all go. Thank you, Pastor.
No, thanks for the call. Good call. And folks, we got a line open at 717-300-1698. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch. I got two things. One, the first thing is something you said about how people say that Abraham was a Jew. I've heard people go as far as back saying that Noah was a Jew, and Abraham was a Jew, and Moses was a Jew. And I can't get over how people have never read the Bible.
No, they haven't read the Bible.
Yeah, and that one statement that Abraham says, or is written in Genesis, is where it's singular. It's not plural.
That's right.
And most Christians, these charismaniacs, as I call them, can't see that. Now, the second thing I wanted to get at kind of quickly here is the Noahide laws. People aren't aware of how Donald Trump is so in love with the Noahide laws. I guess because he's a crypto Jew, but the Noahide laws are so deadly. These are Satan's laws. These aren't God's laws. And they're so deadly that the Christians are going to be on a chopping block, especially charismaniacs waiting for the rapture. And their heads are going to be on a chopping block, waiting to be raptured out. And they have, and a lot of these people just have no idea that the Noahide laws will be our final death sentence.
Any comment on that? We'll put yes. Any comments, JJ?
I just believe that we have been dumbed down so much religiously, educationally, society, morally, that nobody has any idea what's going on. They don't. I'll give you a great example. Ted Cruz is quoting scripture on Genesis to Tucker Carlson, and he said, I'm making laws and I'm voting based on this scripture reading. And then it's pointed out to him, hey, jackass, that's not what it says. And he's like, what? Yeah, you've been voting on something, the scripture, that doesn't exist. You see the absurdity of what
we're
living in?
Absolutely.
It's maddening, dude.
And well, what's really sad is they don't want to hear it. And if you try to tell this to 99% of the churches in America, they're going to run you off. And I know from personal experience they'll ask you to leave. But anyway, go ahead, Joe.
Well, a lot of times, too, the church, especially with the charismaniacs, is they're listening to these false prophets and apostles barking out such prophecies of prosperity, wealth, and health that everything's going to be okay, Donald Trump's going to fix the world, and, you know, God's anointed him to be president, and yet they can't open their eyes to realize that Donald Trump's a habitual narcissistic liar and that he has no respect or care for the church, especially when Paula White says, you're anointed and you arise above the people like Jesus rose or was resurrected. I'm thinking, where does she come up with that? And he sat there and said, I love it. Give me a picture of myself. I'll kiss all day long. Give me red lipstick and I'll kiss my body except the back of my head, which you can't reach. And, you know, the people are just they're listening to false prophets who are willfully barking out prophecies they know is just garbage.
Yeah, I agree. Good call, Joe. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Good call. You know, and yeah, I mean, we could get in that for hours. Paula White, I heard her on stage wearing a pair of tight leather breeches saying God's going to give us a Holy Ghost enema. But anyway, I mean, this, she said that. I mean, this is our nation today.
Yes.
And what passes for Christianity, and the churches are still playing church.
Yep.
I know it will make people mad. I can't help it. Our nation has not grown by 1% conversion of Christianity in the last 25 years. That's a fact, folks. Look it up. And it's no wonder. The churches are dying. There's no life in them. The Holy Ghost isn't in most of them. There's no truth there. There's placating and cotton candy sermonettes to make people feel good. And give them something sweet to eat on, just like Joe Osteen. Oh, it's good stuff, man. I mean, come on in and make me wealthy, make me rich, and I'll buy a new airplane, and you just give me $1,000 seed money, and you're going to be all happy and all blessed. That's cotton candy preaching, all fluff and no substance. You know, tastes good, but you'd starve to death eating it. Go ahead, before you start, JJ, go ahead.
Well, I tell you, before I leave, I got to tell you, and I'm glad you brought her up, the fact that Paula White is the spiritual leader of our president. That is all you need to know. You want to know why we're in a moral decay and moral free fall? Look at that bimbo talking about God. She's an abomination. She is no better than Jimmy Swaggart and probably worse. And it's abomination to our religious faith. And that Trump would align himself with some charlatan like her is tells me everything I need to know about his idea of Christianity.
And I know you got to go, so I'm going to turn you loose. But tell the folks again about your website.
You can find me at JJ Carroll, JJCARRELL.com. Pastor, always great to talk to you, and I appreciate the time tonight.
We'll do it again in the future, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And folks, down about the last 5 minutes or so, or thereabouts, a little bit less, if you want to call and say anything, you still can, 717-300-1698. And I'm convinced that a lot of people heard this program tonight, especially new listeners, this probably scared them to death. They're probably either scared and run off or got mad and run off, and I can't help it. I can't help it. The truth will do that to people. I mean, they crucified Christ for telling the truth. Well, what should I expect, and what should you expect for telling the truth? If I didn't love you enough to be here, I wouldn't be here. And I'm saying this very humbly. Please don't. I'm not bragging on me. This all glory to God. I've never taken a salary out of this ministry. In 34 years, we've never taken a salary out of this ministry. It all goes back in to pay the bills. And I mean that. God provided for me with jobs I've had, and now with a little bit of retirement, I had no sense to purchase some precious metals over the years. I'm able to be a debt-free, and I'm doing okay, thanks to God's counsel through godly wisdom. But we have got to be willing to pay a price. The nation, I don't believe, is going to be turning around. I seriously don't. But if you're not willing to stand for the truth, as we're told in Scripture in John chapter 16, other places, if you're not willing to tell the truth, if you're not willing to be hated by the world, then you're not willing to serve Christ. Christ said the world love you, you're not of his. He said the world hated me, it's going to hate you. expect that. Believe me, folks, I've been doing this a long time, and I don't have a huge ministry. We don't get in millions of dollars. We don't get in hundreds of thousands of dollars. Maybe over a period of time we have, but we don't get coming in here like that. If you saw where I did the radio broadcast from, a little room in the back of my house in an office that we built on the house here, that's where I do it from. And our studio, work with Phil, is in Phil's dining room. We don't have a huge studio. We don't have a huge building. We don't have anything like that. We don't need it. We just want to tell the truth. Glorify our Father in heaven. And hopefully edify the body of Christ and warn those who are out there trying to listen and trying to listen in. We got about two minutes left. Just go to Yvonne in Kentucky. Yvonne, come on in. Welcome.
I've been praying for you and your family.
Thank you.
I read John Shorey's book about the rapture, and the churches have almost threw me out for saying it wasn't pre-trib rapture. And I go by 2 Thessalonians 2.
Yes.
And I've been studying a lot of Bible prophecy. Pastor Billy Crone, of course, he teaches pre-trib rapture. I don't believe that, but he has a teaching about the Masons. It's the Masons, I believe, in the Mafia that runs the whole world. And I think the churches are took over with these Masons. And I've been thrown out of some churches for telling my idea. And you're not allowed an opinion in a church.
I agree. Yvonne, I hate to cut you off. We're out of time, honey. But thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I mean that. Let's try to squeeze in Benny. Benny, where are you calling from?
Brother Butch, I'm calling out of Meridian, Mississippi.
Okay, Benny, you got about 30 seconds. Got to hurry.
Okay, well, one of the best scriptures to disprove the pre-trib rapture would be Revelations 24 and 5. I saw those who was beheaded for the witness of Jesus and the word of God and did not take the mark, and they shall live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. Who's in the first resurrection? Those who was beheaded by the Antichrist.
Good point. Good point. Very good point.
Also, y'all all pray for me, if you will, still trying to get recovered from this stroke and a lot of numbness in my body. And so, you know, just seeking prayer from everybody that'll pray for me.
All right, Benny. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I do mean that. God bless you, brother. And folks, don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to have Catherine Albrook on. You don't want to miss that. Catherine Albrook was warned about this beach technology long before it was ever thought of most people. I do love you, and I mean that. We'll hopefully see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.